Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you here this afternoon until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word, I hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon. And, well, what a day today is, the 19th anniversary of September 11, 2001 attacks on our country. We'll be talking about that a little bit here this afternoon as well. And I'm sure if you're old enough to remember, it's getting hard to believe, but there's a lot of people now that we know that September 11 attacks is just something they've heard about perhaps in school, if even that. And it's just hard to believe it's been nearly 20 years. Next year will be the 20th anniversary. But we'll talk about a little bit of that here this afternoon and a couple other things perhaps. But also, since it's a nice day, cool day out there, a little touch of autumn in the air, it feels like today and yesterday. But I think with that in mind, we can go ahead and open up our phone lines today, too. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the radio here this afternoon. But let's open with a word of prayer here today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just thank you for your blessing. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. And just pray, Lord, that we could be a blessing, a help, an encouragement to somebody today, that we could point people that are searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you and help us to glorify Christ in all that we do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and invite you to find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you'll see a list of some of our social media there, Facebook, Parler.com, USA.life, and, of course, YouTube. And we are right now, today's program is not being broadcast on YouTube. I'm in between laptops. My laptop computer died this past week, and so I'm working on replacing that. So hopefully by Sunday night, we'll have YouTube back up and running for our Sunday night program. And that reminds me, we do have a program every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. If you're a night owl like me, why don't you stay up for that? And you can call in with questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word on Sunday night as well. And we've got a little more time being an hour program rather than just a half an hour. Also want to let you know that coming up a week from today, Laverne Gore, candidate for Ohio House District 11, as a federal representative, the U.S. House of Representatives, will be with me, I believe, in the studio. And we had her when she was running in the primaries, and she is now going to be on the ballot general election. Much of our area is in the district that hopefully, prayerfully, Laverne Gore will be representing after this coming election. So you'll want to tune in for that and hear what she has to say about her plans and as a Christian running for this important office. Want to mention something else that's coming up this weekend. There are several places that you'll see some events, but if you go to freeohionow.com, that's freeohionow.com, you can follow the link there for the Trump Train road rallies that are taking place this weekend. And if you've seen the Trump flotillas, this is kind of like that, where they have the boats that are going all around. There's a big one up in Lake Erie, around out in the islands out there, as well as Portage Lakes recently. And this Trump Train road rally is cars instead of boats, cars and trucks. And so go to freeohionow.com. You can find out more about it there, or you can go to usa.life/freeohio. I'm going to try to read this here. Free Ohio Now Summit, as in Summit County. You can see the event that's going to be taking place tomorrow, Saturday, September 12th. They're going to be meeting down at Portage Lakes State Park. And you can go online for that. The Summit County one, for instance, like I said, Summit County, Portage Lake State Park, 5031 Manchester Road in Akron. And they're going to be meeting at 11, I believe it is, and hoping to leave around 11:30. And they're going to drive around the area there and then head up north through Akron up toward Cuyahoga Falls, I believe is the plan. But like I said, you can go online. You can go to either freeohionow.com, and that will get you the information for all across the state. You can link there the Trump road rallies and see if your county, there's a number of them that'll be going on this weekend, and or you can go to usa.life/freeohionowsummit. For one that's going on in Summit County. All right, wanted to mention that here before we get into some things here today. But let's see. Also, a reminder, of course, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We have more information about that at the end of the program. And we'd love to have you visit us. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road, that's State Route 21, right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. And we're in northern Summit County in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland. We'll be there for our Friday night Bible study tonight. And that starts at 7 o'clock, or 7 o'clock runs till 9 officially. Usually we go, a number of people have to leave then, but usually we hang around for at least an hour, people talking. And so we'd love to have you come out. If you got questions about the Bible, we'd love to have you come out then. And then, of course, our morning service on Sunday starts at 11 o'clock, same location at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in the meeting room. And I am currently preaching through the book of 1 Timothy on Sunday mornings. And then on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, our 6 o'clock service starts. And I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs on Sunday night. So just wanted to mention all that. And you can find links to all of that if you go to livewithpastoral.com. All right. Well, I want to read a verse here. And the reason I wanted to read this verse is because when we think about what took place 19 years ago, it's something that, it was our generation's Pearl Harbor. You know, for me, when I was growing up, Pearl Harbor was something I studied about in history. That's where I heard about Pearl Harbor. And idea with what happened on that morning of September 11 in 2001 is you had people that had gone to sleep that night, and they got up the night before on the 10th. They got up that morning and they went off to work. I mean, they expected that they just were going off an average day, not thinking anything in particular, and they were going to head on off to work, head off to or perhaps go shopping. Some people off to school didn't know that the world was about to change, and for a number of people who went off to work and or on business or visiting in the Twin Towers and in the Pentagon, and also because of Flight 77, Flight 11, and then of course Flight 93 that crashed down in Shanksville. I don't have the other number here right in front of me at the moment, but the other airplane. But for all those people, they didn't expect their life was going to come to an end that day. But by 10 o'clock in the morning, these people had passed away. They had perished. And that got me thinking about 2 Corinthians chapter 6 here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. There's a sobering verse here. And the Bible here, to give you a little context in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he had just talked in the previous chapter about what Christ had done for us and about the salvation that we have in Christ. And let me just jump up ahead into chapter 5 for just a minute. He says in chapter 5 and verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." So obviously it's talking about Christ and the sacrifice that he had made. He said, "Wherefore henceforth we know that no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." So he's talking about what Christ had accomplished on the cross for us. And because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection, what Jesus did is he shed his blood on the cross and died for us, paid for our sin. When we put our faith in Christ, the Bible says right here, we become literally a new creature in Christ. And that's an exciting thing to think about it. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're a new creature in Christ. Our dead spirit. Remember, we exist as a body, a soul, and a spirit. We're a three-part being, just in the same sense that God in the Godhead is three persons in one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're in his image as a three-part being, a body, a soul, and a spirit. And the spirit, which was dead in its sin, has become a new spirit, alive in Christ. And he continues talking about what Christ did in here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given us given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Now, all things are of God, he said, "who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ." And this is the process of what happens in salvation. Our sins are forgiven. Our spirit is made new again in Christ. The Holy Spirit of God takes up residence in us. We're adopted into the family of God. We become his children. And we have our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have the promise of eternal salvation. We have the assurance that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We now belong to him. We're of him, and we're reconciled to him by Jesus Christ. And then he said, "hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Now, the sentence hasn't ended yet, but think about this. Now that we are reconciled to God by Christ, by Jesus Christ, the Bible says God has now given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Does that mean I reconcile people to God now instead of Christ? Absolutely not. That means that I tell people that they can be reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. And so I have this ministry of reconciliation. If you have put your faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you know that your sins are forgiven, if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for your sins, that he was buried and rose again the third day victorious over sin and death, if you put your faith in him, you have this ministry too. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't even have to be a church deacon or a Sunday school teacher. If you know that you're saved, if you're a child of God, you have this ministry of reconciliation, meaning you are to share with others what Christ has done for you. Now, this is important because, as I've said many times on our program, I believe that we're in the last hours of the last days, and time is short. We only have a certain length of time before the Lord comes back for us, and we are to be reaching people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they too can be reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. And so he continued on here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, to wit, meaning, as you look at this, saying, namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Here's another way of phrasing it. First place, in verse 18, we saw we're reconciled to God by Christ and been given the ministry of reconciliation. Now we find that God in Christ, because Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, we see that God reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, meaning our sins are forgiven. He's cast them as far as the east is from the west, and then he's given us, he's committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And that emphasizes here the first ministry of reconciliation, emphasizes the care that we have to have for others. The word of reconciliation emphasizes that we have the message that needs to be given. We need to share the word of God that tells people how to be saved. And then he says this in verse 20, now then, meaning now that we've been reconciled and we understand that we're reconciled and that we have the ministry of reconciliation and that we've been committed unto us the word of reconciliation, we have responsibility. So he says, now then, in verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now, that's not talking to just pastors here. This is every born-again believer. If you are a blood-washed believer, the Bible says you are an ambassador for Christ. Now, what does an ambassador do? An ambassador represents, usually, typically, we think of a foreign government. We have embassies inside of our country. And in those embassies, we have ambassadors. They're representatives of those countries. And they represent the interests of those countries to our country. And oftentimes, if that country has a message for our country, they'll send it by way of their ambassador. And I remember when I was stationed in England, the United States Air Force, I needed to get a passport done. And I went down to London, and I went into the U.S. Embassy. And I didn't have to see the ambassador, obviously the American ambassador, to get a passport done. But in the embassy there, we knew that's where the ambassador had his office. And if the United States government wanted to make some official notification to the government of Britain, of Great Britain, they would use oftentimes their ambassador to do that. But there's something else that took place at that embassy where the ambassador was. That embassy provided service to fellow Americans that were stationed in, or that were in Great Britain, whether stationed there in the military like I was, or whether visiting there as a tourist like many people were and do, or whether living there as an American living abroad. And as a consequence, that gives us something else. We're ambassadors for Christ, which means we're to represent his message to the world, because this world is under the sway of the devil right now. And remember when Jesus was tempted by Satan, after he fasted for 40 days, he was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. And after John the Baptist baptized him, he was immersed into the river. He came up, and remember, we heard the voice out of heaven, God the Father attesting to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove coming down upon him. And then he went away and he went out into the wilderness where he fasted for 40 days. And the devil came and tempted him. And in the course of those temptations, Jesus resisted him, pointed out what he said wrong, and resisted him by quoting the word of God. But when the devil offered him the kingdoms of the earth, if he just bow down and worship him, Jesus did not rebuke him for offering the kingdoms of the world. He only rebuked him for asking for worship. And so that's because when Adam disobeyed God, and he essentially transferred sovereignty over the world to the devil, and now the devil exists, the Bible says, as the god of this world. And now he's under, overall, underneath Jehovah God, obviously, but he has a certain amount of sovereignty. He has a certain amount of liberty in dealing with the world that has rejected the God of the Bible, instead now has Satan as the God of this world. That's why we see so much horrible things happening in the world oftentimes, not just man's own sin nature, but because we're in a world that's rejected God. Well, we're ambassadors for Christ in that world. And so we represent Christ to this world that has rejected or does not know God. But you know what? We interact with other believers in this world, and we're supposed to be a help and to do what we can to provide services, perhaps teaching and helping and praying and intercession for other believers. And just like an embassy provides services to people of their country that are living or for whatever reason find themselves in that other country. So when I went into the embassy there in London, the American embassy, as an American citizen, the American embassy provided me some services under the name and the authority of the American ambassador to Great Britain. Well, we're ambassadors for Christ, he says here in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. And he says this, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you. And Christ said, be ye reconciled to God. Now, be reconciled to God. That's part of our message, but we need to be reconciled to God, not only in terms of salvation, but also in knowing the message that we have. But we need to encourage people, be ye reconciled to God. In verse 21, for he, meaning God, hath made him, meaning Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. In Romans chapter 3, the Bible says that God literally puts his righteousness on those who believe. And that's where we come down into chapter 6, leading up to verse number 2. He says in verse 1, we then as workers together with him, meaning with God, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. So we're to encourage one another. We receive the grace of God. Don't let it be for no reason at all. Don't let it be in vain. He saved us and kept us in the world so that we would carry out the ministry of reconciliation, so that we would take the word of reconciliation into the world around us that's rejected God, so that we would represent Christ as his ambassador in this world that's rejected him. And then in verse 2, although this is in a parenthesis, it's a very, very important statement. He says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And the reason this is so important, I said at the start, that people got up on that morning of September 11th. They had gone to bed September 10th. They got up in the morning on September 11th. They got in their car. They got on a bus. They got on a train. They got in an airplane. Some of them went to the World Trade Center. Some of them went to work in the Pentagon. Some of them boarded air flights. They did not know that their life was going to come to an end that morning. This is why he emphasizes now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If you know that you need to put your faith in Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that's what he's saying to you. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Don't put it off. Don't wait. You don't know how much time you have. Those people didn't know that their time was cutting short in just a few hours. But now is the day of salvation. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I implore you, put your faith in Christ, for it's too late. If you do know Christ as your Savior, reach out to those around you. We don't know how long they have or how long we have. But thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.